The annual Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey is now underway. It'll remain in circulation for about another month. But this year's version includes a few key changes. For one, it's being administered as a census. It also includes a pair of pilot programs designed to improve the survey in future years. Mallory Barg-Bowman is Vice President for Research at the Partnership for Public Service. She talked with me about how the Viewpoint Survey is changing.
Right now should be taking the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, which is the one time a year that OPM asks all federal employees for their input. This is a really important opportunity for federal employees to tell their leaders about the experience within their agency. This is an opportunity. It's completely anonymous, and it provides a really important pulse of what the health is within the agency at that moment in time. This year's survey actually won't seem any different to folks. It should look roughly the same. But some people, a small sample of folks, will be given an opportunity to take a practice survey after they complete their Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. If you're one of those individuals who are selected, I really encourage you to do it. This is OPM's attempt to make sure they are asking the right questions and make sure that they're getting more meaningful data through the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. This is part of a well-established methodological approach of making sure that you, what we call, pilot test a survey before you actually roll it out into the field.
You guys obviously are very heavily reliant on the data that comes out of the survey as you go and build the best places to work rankings every year. Based on what you've seen from the data in past years, is there reason to believe that there are deficiencies in the sorts of questions that OPM is including in the survey?
I don't know that I would call it deficiencies. And as you noted, the Partnership for Public Service has relied on OPM's really expert administration of the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey for more than 10 years now. OPM really provides a tremendous resource to federal managers as well as to those SS outside of government to really provide consistent, easily understandable data around what the employee experience is. This is a really important piece. As with anything, you learn over time. You learn that some questions work better than others. You learn that some questions, people are more likely to respond positively than to others. You have heard questions where people ask, are you willing to work your hardest? People are always going to say yes to a question like that. People are much less likely to give really positive or glowing responses to questions about their supervisors or their work environment. So you want to make sure you're asking the right kind of questions to get a better answer. The other thing that we figured out over time is that there are some questions that are what we call double-barreled questions, where they ask more than one thing in a question. So what you end up having is managers really scratching their heads to figure out what to do with the data they receive. OPM is really in the business, as is the Partnership for Public Service, in making sure we're providing actionable insights. You want managers to get this information and really be able to have concrete and meaningful conversations with their employees to better understand their employee experience. That really comes from having great questions. That being said, you want to make sure you're not throwing out the baby with the bathwater here. This is one of those things where you want to make sure that by having consistent questions over time, you can really see where things are changing. We have seen agencies get tremendous insights when things are moving up or down. It really is an early warning sign to leaders of problems coming underway, or it's a sign that you're doing something right and you should really continue. So, we've been working closely with OPM to make sure that they do maintain some consistency in the survey questions so that you do really have an ability as a federal manager to see how your agency is doing, not only at one moment in time, but really over time.
If I understand this year's approach correctly, it's kind of two rounds, as you alluded to earlier that, the main survey that everybody already gets every year, and then a separate survey that goes to a subgroup, a smaller group, to help design future surveys, if I've got that about right. Would you expect OPM to release the results of that second census so that folks like you can help them design the survey going forward?
No, my understanding is what the goal is of that second instrument is really to pilot test the questions. So they're really going to use the first and the main version of the FEVS to just get a sense of where feds are. They're using a census this year instead of a sample, which means that every fed should get the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey if you work in the executive branch. That's really important. Everybody should have a chance to speak up about their experience within their agency. The second tool is really just a chance to further refine the instrument and make sure that OPM is asking the right questions and making best use of this really important tool.
So maximum participation is important, as you said. What can agencies do to you know, increase the participation rate?
I think agencies can do three critical things. One is making sure that leaders are communicating that they are going to use the results of the survey. There's a question on the survey, question 41, if you're keeping track, which is, I believe leaders of my agency are going to use the results of this survey. Every leader should know what their agency score is on that question and make sure that their employees feel that if they take the time to provide input into the survey, that it will be used. That is absolutely critical. The second thing is to provide employees time to take the survey. It's not a huge amount of time, but we know federal employees are all being asked to do more with less. You want to make sure that employees know that this is a good use of their time, that this is an important use of their time, and that they do have the time to take it. The third piece that I would say is make a commitment, for leaders to make a commitment that they will listen to employees after they get the results of the survey. The Partnership for Public Service has long said that the survey gives you the starting point. It does not tell you all the answers. Most managers will get their results, in the fall. They will look at it and say, now what do I do? A real commitment to getting out of the office. 85% of federal employees are outside of the D.C. area. They need to see their leaders, they need to talk to their leaders, and they need to talk about what's going to truly make it a great place to work.
I mean, don't agency leaders also need to, you mentioned being able to communicate after the survey is taken, but also communicate to employees how they're using the results. In other words, we're making this particular policy change because of the feedback that we heard from you, the workforce.
You know, that's critically important, Jared. One of the things that I've heard from so many federal leaders, particularly within the headquarters function, is they feel that they do so much with the data. But a lot of times, employees really don't know. They don't have insight into what's happening at the headquarters function and the actions that agencies are taking. So one of the things that is critically important is internal communications within the agency, making sure that leaders are communicating through a variety of forums around what they are doing with the results of the survey. That's also a great message to communicate as they're encouraging employees to take the survey. Here are all the actions, list out the actions that they took last year in response to the feedback that they directly received from employees. And it's everything from small changes to big changes, recognizing that employees really fundamentally want to be heard. They want to do a great job in their agencies, and they need to make sure that they're being listened to.